This is a paid commercial program and may not represent the views of Bonneville International Corporation or Federal News Radio. Statements and opinions from this broadcast are solely those of the individual contributors or advertisers as indicated. Federal News Radio does not take responsibility for those statements or opinions and accepts no responsibility or liability for any inaccuracy, errors, or omissions reported during this program.
For 45 years, people have relied on Village Green Apothecary to give them individualized nutrition, pharmacy, and healthy living products. Village Green will give you the kind of person-to-person help and attention that mass-market pharmacies have long ago forgotten. You can depend on us for knowledge, experience, product selection, and a smile. Visit Village Green in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane. Call us at 301-530-0800 or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com. We're here to help you.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I am Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passaro, trying to bring you a wide variety of information all about you and your health. We're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM, so please join us. Also, a reminder that the show is streamed through myvillagegreen.com and the Village Green site and the store on Cedar Lane. This is where you get expert advice on supplements. The store and the website are your resources for a wide variety of superior supplements from many manufacturers. And take a look at Village Green's own Pathway products. And speaking of that, it's a reminder, their sale, and it ends December 31st. You need to get down there. They have 35% off Pathway brands, 25% off all other brands, and 20% off beauty care products. Now, let's talk about Village Green's innovative, one-of-a-kind right now, programs. It's called Takeaway. Now, it's about getting rid of your unused medications, and it's available at Village Green Apothecary. An estimated 200 million pounds of unused medications are improperly disposed of each year, and this threatens our ecosystems and our overall health. So instead of flushing them down the toilet or putting them in the trash, with the new Takeaway environmental return system, you can be assured that your drugs are disposed of safely and properly. And the method is safe for people. You don't have to worry about drugs falling into the wrong hands. It's safer for the environment. You avoid the trickle-down effect of improper drug disposal. And it's the smart way to dispose of drugs and their plastic containers for people who care about our planet and ecosystem. So how does it work? It's two easy steps. You fill out a simple form with your name, address, and the name of the drugs for disposal, or come into Village Green and visit the pharmacy counter to complete the form in person. Then bring your completed form and unused drugs to the pharmacy counter. Rest assured, they will see that they are processed appropriately using the Takeaway environmental return system. Now, they can accept over-the-counter and prescription products in any dosage, form, and type of packaging, but they must be in their original containers. Acceptable and unacceptable medications. Let me talk about those. Acceptable for disposal are the unused or expired medicines, prescriptions, or over-the-counter. They include pills, tablets, capsules, ointments, creams, lotions, powders, inhalers, and liquid medicines, 4 ounces or less. Now, the not acceptable list are any controlled substances, and there are many just examples: Adderall, Vicodin, Demerol, hydrocodone, MS Cotton, Ambien. They can't accept syringes, lancets, anything sharp. They can't accept liquids over 4 ounces, and they can't accept thermometers. Now, you can contact local household hazardous waste facility for that. Why? There's mercury in those thermometers. And they can also not acceptable is the home-based care or durable medical equipment supplies such as rubbing alcohol and hydrogen peroxide. Again, contact your local hazardous waste facility. So this is a wonderful, wonderful service from Village Green. Now, we are going to be speaking today with Stuart Tomp, a national educator, and he's with Nordic Naturals, and we're going to be talking about the bioavailability and quality concerns about fish oil supplements. I think you're going to enjoy what we discuss. I did want to give you a little bit of background to begin with. When we talk about fatty acids, we talk in general about omega-6, omega-3 and omega-9 fatty acids. Now, there are many other kinds, but these are the general categories. Now, omega-9 is what you know as olive oil, in safflower oil, almond, avocado, coconut oil. And it's called oleic acid, omega-9. It's not essential, but it's important. And that term essential means we don't make it in our bodies. We are dependent upon taking it in. So omega-9, the good Mediterranean oils, are important. Then we get into the essential fatty acids, omega-6 and omega-3. We have to consume them. The omega-6s are more abundant, and they are called linoleic and gamma-linoleic. And they include corn oil, evening primrose oil, and safflower, sunflower, borage oil. And it's found primarily in vegetables. I want to talk a little bit right here that when we talk about oils, when you have corn oil or safflower oil, there are many different kinds of fatty acids in there. What we're saying is that those are more abundant or give higher amounts of omega-6. And omega-3 fatty acids, the essential, the second essential fatty acid, is also called alpha-linolenic acid and EPA and DHA. Now, alpha-linolenic acid comes from vegetable sources, beans, nuts, seeds, and the EPA and DHA come from fish, fish oils, fish eggs, yolks of eggs, and seaweed, algae. So the algae are a source of the omega-3. Now, what do these do in the body? And what about these? Why are we so deficient in omega-3s? First of all, the U.S. intakes are among the lowest in the world. And we have a very low conversion. There is just a low conversion from the vegetable source omega-3s, beans, nuts, seeds, to the EPA, DHA, because it's EPA and DHA the body really needs. This is where we get our hormones. The EPA, DHA go to at least 70 known hormones, probably more as we speak, are being isolated. And DHA is important for the brain. That is the brain fatty acid. We also know there are too many blockers that we have had. And if mom, grandmom consumed margarines, had low-fat diets, took bile acid sequestrants, it's going to have a multi-generational effect on the DHA, EPA needs in the body. This is called epigenetics. It's about gene expression being altered by how generation after generation consume foods, the qualities of those foods, and the man-made chemicals in those foods. Okay, so what are these blockers again? Margarine, trans fats, hydrogenated oils. Zip, none is what we need, none. The low-fat diets and taking bile acid sequestrants. The highest needs are all stages. Fertility, very important. Pre-pregnancy, prenatal, and infancy, children, adults, and the elderly. The testing is done by red blood cell membrane testing, finding something called DPA, which is the earmark for omega-3 fatty acid deficiency. Recommendations are 500 milligrams to 3,000, and if that was an income, Would you rather have 500 a week or 3,000 a week? You'd want to be at the ultimate. You would want the best, and that's what you want in your fatty acids. What kind of symptoms do we see with omega-3 deficiencies? Poor cell membranes, poor brain development, cognitive decline, vision problems, pregnancy problems, delivery problems, neurological symptoms, mood and behavior disorders, growth delays in the fetal and in the fetus and the infant, general inflammation, immune problems, cardiovascular disease, skin conditions such as eczema and dermatitis, hard earwax, that's kind of an unusual one, or excessive earwax, and frequent urination and excess thirst. Lots of important information there. And I want you to listen for the tips that you're going to hear today. You will hear about the importance of eating fish and the safer fish choices. Believe it or not, sardines are the best. But blue crab, mid-Atlantic, croaker, flounder, haddock, mussels, and salmon, the wild Pacific version. So do get your fish in. We'll talk about this more on the show. And I want to remind you, listeners, that you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. A reminder that their sale is going on till December 31st. And a reminder that they have a medication disposal service. And you can go to myvillagegreen.com to learn about it. Stay with us. We will be back after this break.
Whether you're an active baby boomer, a weekend warrior, or a professional athlete, Boron's Arnicare Gel is the perfect solution to all life's little injuries. Arnicare, which contains the healing benefits of homeopathic Arnica Montana, can be used safely to treat muscle pain, stiffness, swelling, and bruising due to minor injuries, overexertion, and surgery. The non-greasy gel has no artificial colors, perfumes, or parabens. Arnicare is also available in cream and ointment formulas. You can find Arnicare at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Arnicare on the web at arnicare.com.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. They are the only raw multivitamin to include live enzymes and probiotics, amino acids, and antioxidants. They are gluten and dairy free with no soy allergens. Vitamin Code is uncooked, untreated, unadulterated, and binder free. Vitamin Code Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code, Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Get the one tiny pearl that delivers big acidophilus, 900% more. Get acidophilus pearls from Enzymatic Therapy. Each little pearl-shaped capsule makes a big impact, delivering up to 900% more live probiotics to the intestine than other products. This revolutionary product aids digestion, supports a healthy immune system, and is perfect for travelers who want to enhance intestinal health. This season, make sure to take the pearls that give you big acidophilus. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Staying mentally sharp means nourishing the mind as well as the body. That's why there's new Cognisure from Metagenics. Research shows that the active natural ingredient in Cognisure supports multiple mechanisms necessary for maintaining healthy cognition and a healthy brain as it ages. Cognisure is also easy to take in delicious, chewable chocolate tablets. Have a clear and bright future by maintaining mental capacity with healthy habits and Cognisure. Remember Cognisure for healthy brain aging support. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
Put a little more jingle in your pocket by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. From now until the end of 2010, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Give the gift of good health to the people you care about and stock up on healthy living essentials for yourself, too. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or on the web at myvillagegreen.com. Or just give us a jingle at 301-530-0800.
Welcome back, listeners, to the second segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. This show is brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I alternate this show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we both try to bring you a wide variety of information just about you and your health. Do tune in every Sunday morning. We're here at 10 a.m. And next Sunday, you'll hear Dr. Passero interview. Now, Village Green has this great sale, and it's going on until December 31st, so you don't have much time to get there. 35% off Pathway products, 25% off all other brands, and 20% off beauty care products. Now, we've been very lucky to have Stuart Tomp join us. He's a national educator. He's with Nordic Naturals, and he's got over 20 years experience in the field of nutritional medicine. And he's an authority on evidence-based dietary supplements. So this is going to be an interesting topic, and we'll ask Stuart to go more into what evidence-based means. I don't think we've talked a lot about that on the show. So welcome to the show, Stuart.
Dana, it's good to be with you, and thank you for having me on. It's my favorite subject in the world, and I'm thrilled to share what I've learned regarding omega-3, omega-6 essential fatty acids, and how best we can help the public.
Well, we're glad to have you, and I think it's an honor to have you. And this is an important topic. There's a lot in the news, and I think most of our listeners are pretty familiar with the terms omega-3 and also the benefits of fish oils. But let's hear your take.
Yeah, let's do a brief overview. It's always important every medical conference that I go to, the big lipid conferences, they always start out with a basic overview. And I'll do that today. Omega-3 fatty acids are considered essential fatty acids. They're necessary for human health, but the body can't make them. So just like our body doesn't make certain amino acids and vitamin D and vitamin C like Charlie, we have a relationship with the sun and fruits and vegetables, and we have a relationship with omega-3 fatty acids. We have to get them through food. Omega-3 fatty acids are found primarily in fish, cold water, oily fish, sardines, anchovies, cod, salmon. You also get small trace amounts in algae and krill and some plants and little bits in some nut oils. Also known as the polyunsaturated fatty acids, omega-3 fatty acids play a crucial role in brain function and brain development, as well as normal growth and development in general. They've become popular because the evidence suggests that omega-3 may, this is according to the Food and Drug Administration, may reduce the risk of coronary heart disease. And even the American Heart Association recommends eating fish, especially fatty fish, at least two times a week. Researchers show that omega-3 fatty acids also reduce inflammation. Now, unlike an anti-inflammatory drug or herb, omega-3 is what the body uses to resolve inflammation. So when you eat fish or you take omega-3 supplements, your body can actually repair damage more effectively and may help lower risk of chronic diseases such as heart disease, certain cancers, and inflammatory arthritis. Omega-3 fatty acids are highly concentrated in the brain and appear to be important for cognitive, brain memory and performance, and behavioral function. In fact, infants who don't get enough omega-3 fatty acids from their mother during pregnancy are at risk of developing vision and nerve problems. Symptoms of omega-3 fatty acid deficiency include fatigue, poor memory, dry skin, heart problems, mood swings, or depression. And that's why so many people are interested in omega-3 and the science around it.
It's pretty overwhelming, and they certainly have a universal effect, don't they?
Yes, we have there's a global benefit. In the years I've been studying omega-3 fatty acids, I have yet to see a condition or a situation that someone may be challenged with where they won't benefit from omega-3, because omega-3 is required for every single biological function. And that's where, Dana, that sometimes I believe people have often become maybe a little bit skeptical about the benefit of omega-3, because how could one thing be good for your brain, your eyes, your nervous system, your heart, the immune inflammatory response, and so on and so on. So I think sometimes people forget we're talking about something that is not a cure. It is not a silver bullet. It's what the body requires to dampen the inflammatory response. Omega-3 is what the body requires to thin the blood, help stabilize plaque, increase brain cell to brain cell communication, reduce inflammation through the whole body. So it is absolutely non-negotiable.
You know, you've said this well, and I'm reminded years ago in the 70s and 80s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, it was considered quackery. It's part of the definition of medical quackery to recommend any substance that helped everything from blindness to baldness. And omega-3 falls right into there, as do many of the nutrients. I can think of magnesium as being one, too. And I think this stemmed from the idea that in medicine, a medication treats a specific condition, and that shows a failure to understand that these are precursors. I know the omega-3s are precursors to a whole host of hormones that are critical to body function. Magnesium and zinc affect huge numbers. 200 enzyme systems on zinc, and magnesium affects 75% of the enzymes. So this is just to reinforce that when we're talking about a raw material that is necessary for multiple body functions, it has much more importance.
And you nailed it, Dana, with the hormone and hormone-like compounds that are what we call the metabolites. That's what the body will create from the fatty acids. We've learned quite a bit over the last 20 years in particular about the role of these hormone-like compounds that come from omega-3 fatty acids and come from omega-6 fatty acids that are involved in the self-regulating, self-healing mechanisms of the body. We owe a debt of gratitude to scientists that have spent the time to try to help us better understand why is it that people that live in coastal areas, whether you're talking about Okinawa, Japan, Pacific Rim cultures, the Mediterranean, even some of the northern European countries, why is it that these people that live in these coastal areas that are eating fish, 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 why are they, why have they experienced lower levels of metabolic derangement? Why is it people that eat fish have had lower levels of heart troubles and lower levels of inflammatory conditions in general? And as they dove deep into the science and the biochemistry of omega-3 fatty acids, they found what you had mentioned, that omega-3 produces these hormone-like compounds that really regulate cellular traffic. And what we're finding, if you look at the standard American diet, if you're listening to this show and you do not eat fish at least twice a week and you don't take fish oil supplements, your body doesn't have the material it needs to help dampen the overload of immune inflammatory response that some scientists believe is the driving force to all of our degenerative conditions. So the real benefit of eating fish looks like it's not just part of this big Mediterranean diet, but one of the major factors is the omega-3 fatty acids and how they produce these hormone-like compounds that help put out the fire of inflammation. And the more we study that and the more we understand that, when we talk about evidence-based medicine, when we are doing studies, and there are many studies that are finished, where we show EPA and DHA omega-3 reducing the risk of death up to 45%, this is no longer preventative nutritional medicine. This is big-time health advice for the entire world.
It sure is. Let's talk about the evidence-based information on dietary supplements, because that's your expertise, and I think what you just said spins off into that. What is evidence-based?
Well, this is where we really have either randomized control trials, double-blind placebo studies, and we compare that information to the epidemiological observations that have been made. And we have then studies that are done in vitro and in vivo and in mice, and we've got preliminary studies in humans, and then we get bigger groups. where they're not what we call underpowered. An underpowered study is when you don't have that many participants. And once the evidence looks good, then you get a bigger study with more people, and you try to tease out the co-founding factors so that you can try as best as you can to nail it down to a specific set of variables. And with omega-3, unlike a lot of other dietary supplements, they've had enough evidence and there's been enough impetus and enough willingness, Dana, to do this kind of work. You mentioned magnesium and zinc, and we could go on and on. There are all kinds of other things that we know work, but they haven't yet had the opportunity to be tested the way that omega-3 has been tested. I'll give you a couple of examples that I think are brilliant. One is known as the GISSI Prevenzione trial. Now, when I'm teaching omega-3 fatty acid chemistry and I'm talking to doctors, and they don't want anything anecdotal, they don't care if it helped save your grandmother's life. All they want to know are the studies that have been controlled and peer-reviewed and published in major medical journals. So we can give you that with omega-3 fatty acids. The Italian study, as we call it, the Prevenzione study, they took patients that had a heart attack. They gave them 850 milligrams of EPA and DHA combined. Not just cod liver oil or fish oil, but 850 milligrams of EPA and DHA combined, and followed them for over 4 years. And they were able to demonstrate that the group that took the 850 milligrams of EPA and DHA demonstrated a 45% reduction in death after having that first heart attack. So we can hang our hat on that and say, based on the evidence, we can show major, major statistically significant reduction in the risk of mortality by increasing the EPA and DHA omega-3. And that's one of the main reasons this is such a hot subject.
Wow, that's impressive. What are some of the other areas? And actually, what I'm going to do, since we are almost running out of time for this segment, let's give a tip to our listeners. I always like them to listen to a quick tip of getting omega-3s. You mentioned eating fish and taking fish oils. What kind of fish?
Sardines. If you ate a can of sardines a day, this is my favorite tip, 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA a day combined. Now, if you make sure that it's in olive oil instead of in vegetable oil like corn oil or soybean oil, right? That way you're not overloading on the omega-6, which we'll talk about. That's the other part of the equation.
Right.
One can of sardines, 3,000 milligrams. The Italian study used 850. Imagine your old uncle that ate a can of sardines all the time, every day, and the health benefits there. You might not need to take fish oil if you're eating a can of sardines every day.
Fabulous, the takeaway. Okay, so I want to remind you, listeners, you're with the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. Stay with us. We will be right back after this break with Stuart Tomp and omega-3 fish oils.
Since 1973, Megafood has been providing supplements which harness the power of phytonutrient-rich whole foods. For optimum nutrition and true vitality, we need foods which have not been damaged by heat. Megafood's state-of-the-art cold fusion process naturally protects the delicate phytonutrients present in whole food. Supplement daily with an easy-to-digest Megafood formula and enjoy the best that food has to offer. For information, call 800-848-2542.
Zymogen is pleased to announce the arrival of Fit Food, a delicious, high-quality, functional food that's formulated to support weight management, healthy body composition, glycemic management, cardiovascular and immune health, and more. Each delicious serving of Fit Food contains 21 grams of pure New Zealand-sourced bioactive whey protein, 6 grams of fiber immune-supporting oat beta-glucan, and additional glutamine, glycine, taurine, and MCTs. Fit Food provides holistic support for today's active body. Learn more at Zymogen.com. VillageGreen.com. Available now through your healthcare professional and Village Green Apothecary.
All over the world, people are beginning to discover fish oil is one of the best secrets for unlocking great health. Thousands of studies have shown the amazing effects of these powerful omega-3s for heart health. Plus, fish oils have even been shown to balance moods and lessen anxiety. With exceptional taste, unrivaled freshness, and unsurpassed purity, Nordic Naturals is the easy way to get your omega-3s every day. To learn more, visit Village Green Apothecary or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to the planet, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
Listen. Blissful silence. The sound of a healthy, balanced digestive system. No rumbling stomach, no loud gurgles, and most of all, no discomfort. Gero Formula's Ideal Bowel Support 299V contains a clinically documented probiotic strain that promotes regularity, enhances intestinal comfort, and optimizes immune health. And now you can get a free sample of Ideal Bowel Support 299V when you visit our website at jarrow.com. Gero Formulas, available at Village Green Apothecary.
Are you under a lot of stress at work? Pressure from the boss, budget cuts, impossible workloads? It can all take a serious toll on your health, but we can help. Village Green Apothecary has everything you need for a healthier lifestyle, a wide range of nutritional supplements, health-related books, and more. We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for 45 years, and we'll take the time to advise you about your unique needs. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.
Welcome back to the third segment of the Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passaro. We are here every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. So please join us again and invite your friends to join us. This is also a reminder about Village Green's winter sale. It's fabulous, 35% off Pathways products, 25% off all other brands, and 20% off beauty care products. This will only go on until December 31st, so time's running out. Get to the store. We have been having a very interesting conversation with Stuart Tomp. He's a national educator with Nordic Naturals, and we're talking about the important subject of the bioavailability and quality concerns about fish oils. So it's everything about fish oils, and we are talking about essential fatty acids as well. And we left off with the last segment at the with the tip that Stuart gave us of eating sardines that will give you 3,000 milligrams of a combination of EPA, DHA. So let's talk a little bit more about that, Stuart. That's an interesting amount because it's higher than the levels in most studies, but there are many, many natural societies that get that and more.
That's what makes it an interesting argument, not to be argumentative, but an argument surrounding things like the daily reference intake that I know you have tremendous experience with. When we tell people that the daily reference intake for omega-3, should there be one, which is almost embarrassing that there is not yet a daily reference intake, but if there is, it'll be somewhere around 500 milligrams of EPA and DHA. That should be the bare minimum. Well, look at all of the to-do recently about the daily reference intake around something like vitamin D3, right? We know that is preposterous to tell people that they may be getting too much vitamin D in the height of a vitamin D pandemic deficiency.
Yes,
just like, didn't that blow your mind when you saw that, Dana?
It did. Archaic. They stepped back 25 years, and although they said they reviewed thousands of articles, the key word is that they did not use most of them. While they reviewed them, they chose to eliminate anything except information relative to bone. And even with regard to bone, that vitamin D, though they increased the DRIs, RDAs, they increased them slightly, they fall short of all the scientific evidence. And my question is always this: if you're the arbiter of truth, Where is the truth in the evidence? And they set 4,000 as a toxic or upper limit. And we get 10,000 in about 30 minutes in the sun, 15 to 30 minutes in the sun, depending on the skin. The darker the skin, the longer one remains. So it is scientifically inaccurate. It's absurd. And it's awfully low. They also made the standard 20 to 100 on the blood levels. And clearly the studies show that anything under 40 is deficiency in many areas. But if you have a low standard, you can then say that a lot of people get enough D based on that low standard. Canada rejected it completely. And there are some suits going on right now from the vitamin D scientists to get that changed.
And that's a perfect comparison. You see how that's something now that's already woven into the fabric of the medical conversation because we have a vitamin D level on a blood test. Now, in the next few years, there are experts that I know personally that work in the analytical red blood cell testing, omega-3 blood cell testing part of this equation, and they're lobbying to have the same sort of thing. Why don't we have an omega-3 index on our blood test so that when we can look at a little recommendation of 500 milligrams of EPA and DHA a day combined, knowing that one can of sardines would give you 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA, and knowing that the cultures that eat fish, the most fish, and are the healthiest, and that's not even open to debate, even though in evidence-based medicine, we're not allowed to look at a particular culture and say, in this little remote part of Japan, there are more people living to be over 100 than anywhere on the planet Earth. They're getting more vitamin D. They're eating more fish. They're eating more fermented foods. They're exercising more. They're sleeping more. They're not on their cell phones 24 hours. You can go through the list of things that they're doing, right? And we're not allowed to look at that and say that that is science. So this is becoming such a heated conversation, such an exciting debate, because when we look at the omega-3 part of this, we've already touched on the vitamin D part, we could go into iodine, we could go into probiotics, we could cover the whole gamut, but the omega-3 component, when we're looking at the people that eat the most fish, imagine this. If you're an island culture and the equivalent of one can of sardines gives you 3,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA a day combined, and you're not eating cottonseed oil, corn oil, safflower and sunflower oil from big industrial manufacturing, and you have then lower levels of omega-6 in your tissues. We get the omega-6 from those vegetable oils, and you're eating the equivalent of, say, two cans worth of sardines a day. Can you see how far of a cry a little measly 500 EPA and DHA a day milligram recommendation would be, Dana, from what we might really benefit from?
Well, I totally agree with you on this. We're of like mind, Stuart. In deference to the establishment of the RDA, if you look at the definition, it's for healthy people. And now the oddity is they have determined that these low recommendations are going to suit, I believe it's 70, 80, 90% of the public, which the public is not healthy by the CDC's own figures on heart disease, cancer, autoimmune disease, etc. So it's interesting as to who is actually healthy and who these apply to. But truthfully, they are general public health recommendations. They are not supposed to apply to individuals and individuals with higher needs, diets that are blockers, three generations of consumption of margarine, a very strong fatty acid, essential fatty acid omega-3 blocker in all of the tissues, including the brain. So we have higher needs in this culture because of our years of consuming hydrogenated oils recommended to us by USDA, FDA, American Heart Association, National Heart Lung Blood Institute, etc. All of them have pulled those recommendations in the light of 40 to 50 years of evidence showing us the importance of avoiding the trans fatty acids and margarines. I always give a plug. It's one of my favorite subjects, but it impacted significantly as an antagonist to these important omega-3s.
And you have nailed it. We got so close. We owe many people, Dr. Enig and
my colleague and friend.
Right. So we owe people a debt of gratitude for putting their head on the chopping block. My fear, Dana, right now is if you look at these big health experts, they finally conceded that the trans fatty acids are out and that saturated fat may not be the culprit. Mozafarian et al., his paper recently showing that saturated fat may not be the problem. The problem is, what do we swap it out with? So they're encouraging us to decrease saturated fat, don't increase simple sugars and carbohydrates, but rather increase the polyunsaturated fatty acids. In my world of specialty, we're having to argue with the American Heart Association that the polyunsaturated fatty acids make up both the omega-3s and the omega-6s. So what they've done is they told us trans fatty acids are like heart attack and stroke snacks, but here, have some corn oil and see if it cures heart disease.
Yeah, it's a step in the right direction, but a sidestep.
It is switching seats on the Titanic. And I tell you, I am committed to helping to dispel the misinformation that intrudes on logical evaluations. The omega-6 fatty acids make up 25 to 30 times more in our diet, meaning the average person today is going to eat 25,000 milligrams, or 25 grams, 25,000 milligrams of LA omega-6, and they're probably going to eat about 110 to 200 milligrams of EPA and DHA if you're not eating fish and if you're not taking fish oil supplements. Now, I don't care what anyone's religious belief is or what their ideological belief is, hunter-gatherer. Here, I'll make it simple. Before recorded heart attacks and before mass-produced vegetable oils, most human beings had pretty much around 4 parts omega-6 to 1 part omega-3 in their tissues. Today, it's 25 to 30 times omega-6 to 1 part omega-3. And we want to give a little recommendation of 500 milligrams of EPA and DHA. And then they go to the store and they hear, oh, I've got to get some fish oil. And they're buying big bottles of inexpensive, rancid, funky-tasting fish oil, not eating fish, and then wondering why they're not getting the purported benefits.
Well, and that's something we'll talk about in the next segment. I really want to focus on the quality of fish oil because this has been most interesting. I want to remind our listeners that you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. We're talking about fish oils. We're also talking about the quality and bioavailability of those fish oils with Stuart Tomp, who's a national educator and expert on the subject. So stay with us, folks. We'll have more information after this break.
The moment you feel achy or run down, nip flu-like symptoms in the bud with Boron's Acylococcinum. Clinical studies show that Acylo, when taken at first signs of flu, reduces the duration and severity of flu-like symptoms such as headache, body aches, chills, and fever. For 65 years, families throughout the world have relied on Acylo. It works safely and naturally without causing side effects like drowsiness or interacting with other medications. Keep Acylo on hand and feel like yourself again. Acylo is available at Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda. Visit Acylo on the web at Acylo.
New from Garden of Life, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins. That's right, raw. Made with the highest quality standards to preserve raw nutrients, uncooked, untreated, unadulterated. They are binder-free with no fructose, maltodextrin, magnesium stearate, or cornstarch. With live enzymes and probiotics, Vitamin Code Raw Multivitamins from Garden of Life. Go beyond vitamins and minerals. Get the code. Vitamin Code. Now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Wondering how to turn your bedroom into a hothouse? The answer is Hot Plants, the natural herbal way to make sex fun, vibrant, and satisfying. two unique formulas, one for him and one for her, were developed by Chris Kilham, the medicine hunter. Chris's book, Hot Plants, features these exciting products from enzymatic therapy. Hot Plants, from the science of enzymatic therapy, now available at Village Green Apothecary and online at myvillagegreen.com.
Some things are hard to stomach, and life doesn't stop for occasional immune challenges or intestinal distress. Probilarity from Metagenics offers a new, targeted probiotic approach for intestinal support. Help maintain control while traveling or as a follow-up to antibiotic therapy to support intestinal flora for healthy intestinal function. Probilarity provides ID-certified probiotic strains suggested by research to enhance certain aspects of immune function in addition to promoting a healthy balance of intestinal microflora. Probilarity is the go-to probiotic for patients on the go. Get it today. Available through your healthcare professional and Village Green apothecary.
Old Man Winter is on the way, but you can weather the storm by taking advantage of Village Green Apothecary's big year-end sale. Now through the end of the year, you can save 35% off Pathway Nutrition products, 25% off other supplements, and 20% off body care products. Stock up on supplements to fight colds and flu, and pick up some healthy living gifts for your friends and family too. Visit Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or online at myvillagegreen.com, or call us at 301-530-0800. Our big year-end sale will blow you away.
Welcome back to today's final segment of The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and we're here every Sunday morning at 10 AM. So please join us and tell your friends and colleagues to join us as well. Last reminder that Village Green's winter sale is now until December 31st. You don't have very long to finish your shopping and take advantage of the sale. 35% off Pathway products, 25% off all other brands, and 20% off beauty care products. Also, a reminder of this unique program where you can get rid of unused medications at Village Green. This is great. It's the right way to clean out your medicine cabinet. There's an estimated 200 million pounds of unused medications that are improperly disposed of each year, and they threaten our ecosystems and overall health. So Village Green is there for you. You can go online and look at acceptable for disposal, pills, tablets, ointments, creams, lotions, powders, inhalers, liquid medicines, and they are unused or expired medications that are prescriptions or over-the-counter. And so not acceptable are the controlled substances such as Adderall, Vicodin, Demerol, hydrocortone, and Ambien, or any sharps, syringes, or lancets, and liquids over 4 ounces, and thermometers, that's the mercury. So this is a wonderful program. Please take advantage of it. You can go on myvillagegreen.com for more information. Now back to our interesting discussion on fatty acids, fish oils. We're talking with Stuart Tomk, a national educator with Nordic Naturals. You can also go on www.nordicnaturals.com to get information. We were talking about the quality of omega-3 fish oils. So let's fill our listeners in. When they purchase, how can they tell they've got a quality product?
Well, I will dissect for you in great detail all of the different biomarkers and measurements of anisidine species and oxidative byproducts. And most people are going to want to take a dirt nap by the time I'm done with that little soliloquy. So I'm going to try to make it, let's get to the brass tacks first, and then we can back up. Open the bottle of fish oil and take a deep, deep, deep sniff of it. And then take the capsule, put it into your mouth, and bite it. Now, if your knee-jerk reaction is, no, I would never do that. I don't want to bite into my capsule of fish oil. I've been belching it up. It tastes terrible. It reminds me of Grandma and the apron strings running around the kitchen with the giant bottle of cod liver oil. I can't do it. It smells terrible. It tastes terrible. Then you don't yet know about Nordic Naturals. Because our entire company was founded based on the idea that we knew the benefit was there. The science was proving it. The greatest hurdle to correcting the omega-3 deficiency has always been compliance. If patients, if people don't look forward to taking the fish oil, if they're belching it up, if it tastes fishy, if it smells fishy, people are not excited about taking it, regardless of the health benefits. So the first thing I want everyone to do, I don't care which brand of fish oil you take, take the capsule of fish oil, put it in your mouth, bite it, and taste it. If it tastes fishy, if it tastes like rotten fish, there's a better fish oil for you out there.
That's excellent advice. Your nose and your mouth will tell you. And if there's rancidity, you'll know immediately it's bitter.
Now, we could take it a step further. People often don't trust that the nose and the mouth is a more accurate measurement of rancidity and freshness. People still love numbers and testing and different ways to compare brand A to brand B and brand C. So I'll share something with you that was recently published. Dana, you probably heard about this, but Consumer Lab just recently did a review, and unfortunately it is not free, so I can't send you to a free website, but if you are so inclined, if you visit consumerlab.com, right on their homepage, you'll see at the bottom of the page, fish oil tests show problems with nearly 30% of supplements reviewed. So 30% of the major brands out there are having problems in terms of rancidity or contamination or not meeting the label claim. Now, I'm not here to be an alarmist or to scare anybody. But if your fish oil tastes rancid, and if it's really inexpensive, and you're buying it at some discount place where you buy your lawn care equipment, you may want to go to the consumerlab.com report to make sure that you don't have a contaminated, a rancid, or a faulty fish oil.
You know, that's excellent. And consumerlab.com really has this advantage of giving us is what's on the label in the bottle. And now they're venturing a little bit more into quality, aren't they?
Yes, they are, and I think it's a great step. My concern, however, the Consumer Lab report just gives you pass or fail based on the lack of rancidity.
Uh-huh.
You see, they have a benchmark that's set where when things rot, especially fatty acids, the double bonds get compromised, and then the putrefaction and rancidification continues, and then there's off-gassing, and that's what the burp, the fish burp is, as the aldehyde byproducts of oxidative damage have a high vapor pressure. Just imagine putting a fish in a big garbage bag and tying it up with knots. Over a month, it would blow up like a big, tight gas balloon and would explode. Burp. That's what happens when the fatty acids are rancid and you're taking a cheap fish oil. The reason you burp it up, the oxidative byproducts have a high vapor pressure. Now, at Nordic Naturals, years ago, we realized, if you can easily, and it is an easy test, test for the amount of this rancidification to the milliequivalent per kilogram. This is a very sensitive measurement. And you could quantify for doctors primarily, because first we sold to doctors before the public. And you could show, well, if the limit is 26 in rancidity, and anything over that is a fail, isn't there a difference between a rancidity marker of 5 versus, say, 20? 20 would look good if 26 is passing. 5 would be an A++. So at Nordic Naturals, I want to take it a step further, and I don't want it to just be a pass or fail. I want the consumers to understand the lower the oxidation, the better the benefit, the greater the compliance, the less collateral damage. Grandma's rotten fish oil did help you, but it also created a bunch of free radical formation in the body that basically sucked you dry of your antioxidants, even things like glutathione. Isn't that interesting, Dana?
It sure is.
Your body would produce all the antioxidants that it could to quench the rotten, corrupted parts of the fatty acids while taking up the parts that were still intact, and of course the vitamin A and the vitamin D. Where today, most of the high-quality concentrated fish oils used to help people lower triglycerides and lower inflammation have high concentrations of EPA and DHA. You're not taking them for your vitamin A and vitamin D anymore. So the issue is, with those purified high-quality fish oils, which one is the best, the one that has the lowest level of oxidation, that has the least amount of fishy taste, the least amount of rancidification, that's closest to a fresh fish? And then number two, does it say clearly on the label that the omega-3 oil you're taking is the same structure as eating a fresh fish? You would only know that if it says on the label natural triglyceride, meaning the omega-3 fatty acid is in the identical structure found in nature, and that's also a huge component of bioavailability, and your body recognizing it like a food.
That's, I'm so glad you're doing this, because takeaway messages, tips, are what we're interested in teaching our listeners. So they want to see the natural triglyceride.
On the label.
On the label. What about the processing, the manufacturing?
Well, this is also important. The technology that can be used today and that Nordic Naturals uses will help to preserve the fatty acid in its total, with complete integrity, without changing the structure. Now, it's complicated because oxygen is the enemy of fat. Oxygen is what causes oxidation. Nordic Naturals, we make our fish oils in what we call a nitrogen vacuum, where there is no oxygen, and it's under extreme pressure, so that none of the fatty acids can get oxidized during the manufacturing. Now, the distillation, the molecular distillation, is critical as a final step to make sure that PCBs, dioxins, and mercury are not in the fish oil. There was a lawsuit earlier this year, Proposition 65, which is an environmental lawsuit protection in California to ensure that the public is not exposed to deadly toxins, went and looked at a lot of fish oils, and many of them did not do very well. Dana, I know you saw that, right?
You certainly did. And you know what? We are at the end of the show, and this is so interesting.
We'll pick it up next time. Well, Nordic Naturals pass, just so you know, with flying colors.
Thank you so much, Stuart. That molecular distillation is extremely important. Thank you, listeners, for joining us on The Essentials of Healthy Living on 1500 AM. And you can access this show or any of the previous shows through MyVillageGreen.com. Please remember, it's not the number of breaths you take. It's the moments that take your breath away. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health, a breathtaking day, and a peaceful new year.
The joy of commuting in Washington. Whether you work on the Hill or outside of the Beltway, you know how stressful it is to get around. Stress can take a serious toll on your health, and Village Green Apothecary can help. We offer over 10,000 healthy living products, including top quality nutritional supplements, herbal remedies, and more. Our nutritionists and pharmacists are here to advise you about creating your very own individualized healthy living plan. Visit Village Green Apothecary in Bethesda, 5415 West Cedar Lane, or check out our website at myvillagegreen.com.